Hi, I'm Cal Dalton from Partyville, Wisconsin, and we farm in Wisconsin. We have a 2,000-acre cash crop operation with 100 head of Angus cattle.
Excellent. And you are with the Wisconsin?
Yeah, the Wisconsin Corn Growers and Wisconsin Promotion Board. I'm vice president of the promotion board currently.
Excellent. Well, here we are at Commodity Classic in Nashville 2012, an exciting year for growers. What are the policy issues that are important to Wisconsin corn growers?
Right now, we're looking at the 2012 Farm Bill. We've met with several of the representatives from Wisconsin on this already, the corn growers have, as well as Senator Johnson, our newly elected junior senator from the state, and talked to them about the issues in the Farm Bill, the Title I especially, that are important to corn growers. And then we also are down here talking to other growers to see what's important to them to get a consensus.
What have you found out from the others?
Basically, I think the same things that are important to us back in Wisconsin are important to everybody. Having a revenue safety net in place of direct payments seems to be the resounding attitude of everybody down here, but also the ethanol issues where we did lose the VTEC. We need to develop sound energy policy in this country, and we've talked to our senators and representatives back home about that, and we also need to implement the E15 RFS to keep that in place so we have that platform so we can build this ethanol industry on that.
Okay, well, coming up in Saturday, of course, is the culmination of all of these meetings. And what do you hope to see come out of it?
Basically, we're setting policy at Corn Congress to come out with what we want to establish in the 2012 Farm Bill. That will help us bring those policies forward, not only from our state, but from the staff in Washington, D.C. for National Corn Growers, to give them an idea, because this is a grassroots organization, on where the grassroots membership wants to go with the Farm Bill going into 2012.
Very good. Well, looking ahead, as we mentioned earlier, it is spring is practically on our doorstep. Farmers are preparing, making planting preparations. So what are growers saying their intentions are for 2012?
Well, we had a very cold, wet spring to start out with, and we had an extremely hot summer in August and September, and we really had a fantastic yield for the way the weather conditions turned out. So technology plus plant management, I think, is working very well.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I think we came off with almost record yields last year in Wisconsin, and in part that wasn't due to yield per acre. It was actually due to the increased acres that we've seen going into corn production, and we're estimating that we're probably going to have as many or more acres put into corn again this year.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time out to talk to Brownfield, Cal.
You're welcome, Julie. Thank you very much for interviewing me.